It's 88.5 KCSN, and I have an announcement to make to our special guests that are performing today. Sarah Watkins is here, along with her brother Sean Watkins. I welcome you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are our 100th guest to play a live session for us on KCSN.
So sweet.
A round
Thank
of
you.
Applause for you. The nice round number, the 100th.
That
now,
is a
you
good
actually
number.
Were part of, I don't know, maybe 78?
Yeah.
Sean.
That sounds
family.
About right. Yeah. Fiction Family, my band I'm in. We did it in January or February. And yeah, this is awesome. So, I mean, congratulations to you guys for doing 100 of these. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really great. And we thought it was only appropriate that you'd be doing it because you showed such support for KCSN by playing our second benefit with Jackson. And we
that
really
was a great
appreciate
night.
It.
That was a really fun night.
It was a great night for us, and I truly do say thank you, because as Sean knows, he can now hear us better in his hood because we've been able to expand our signal.
Sean mentioned that when we were pulling in, and I was driving around the other day, and I thought, oh, I'm never going to hear KCSN here, and you guys were there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right in Hollywood. It was so great.
That show helped us to finalize that move to cover the L.A. Basin. So thank you. I really mean that.
We were thrilled to be part of it.
And it was, you know what was funny about that? And it's going to lead into something that, you know, it seems to be at the core of your music. That evening had such a familial feel to it. Like the way Jackson worked with all the musicians and everyone worked with each other and in and out. Now, you toured, Sarah, with Jackson. Was that the way
Yes.
the entire tour went?
Yeah, he wanted the tour to have a really communal feel to it. And I was opening the show, and Sean was playing with me, and our friend Tyler Chester was playing bass. And Jackson came out, his band, first of all, his band played on half the set with us, and then he came out and sang on two or three songs every night after introducing us. So he set the pace for this evening to be a shared event, and on stage as well as with the audience, because the audience, if anybody who's seen Jackson play in the last several years, knows how open he is to requests and playing off of what the audience shouts out. And that was really special. And so he invited us to be a part of his show as well. And if he started a song that we knew, we would just come out and he would have us play on it. And it was one of my favorite touring experiences, if not the best. Just the whole thing was really special.
It really did. It really did. You know, we think, those of us who are fans, we know that scenes come together and bands come together, and we think of people playing in each other's living rooms and sharing experiences. But then when you see it on stage, literally that connection and that communal experience, it's a warm and wonderful thing to watch. It leads me to when I talk about familial. You were brought into a familial music experience. And we talked about how growing up in the North County area, there wasn't, other than your family and their influence on you, there wasn't certainly a preponderance of bluegrass music. So it really seems to be that it was
a
family-inspired thing.
Yeah. North San Diego County
right.
is where we're
right.
from. And I still live down there. And yeah, it's just, you know, there's little pockets of bluegrassy kind of music, and what we heard wasn't really bluegrass, it was just bluegrass instrumentation, and they would play a lot of bluegrass songs, but also Mottie Robbins and Beatles and Beach Boys and Sons of the Pioneers songs, lots of older music, but it was the form wasn't necessarily bluegrass, it was really expansive, and so that was at the basis of both Sean and my upbringing. And Nickel Creek, which was the band that he and I were both in for 18 years, it's formed there with that sort of understanding of like, here's a stack of instruments, and now you can, you know, you can play anything on the radio on them. This is called You and Me. I remember the sound, I remember the light, when the moon came around. so sweet. I remember you, I remember me. Central Valley sunshine will burn out of town, make your head all funny, so you stick around. Dusty roads make dirty feet. I remember you, I remember me. I remember the night, I remember the sound, I remember the light when the moon came around. The night flowers bloom, the air is so sweet. I remember you, I remember me. Wish I knew you now, like I knew you then. For hours I'd just sit at your feet and listen. When I want to feel free, I remember you, I remember me. I remember the night, I remember the sound, I remember the light when the moon came around. Night flowers bloom, the air so sweet. I remember you, I remember me. Found myself at your old place when I was out walking. I could hear your piano and I swear I could hear you sing. And the joy we share as we tarry there, I remember you and I remember me. I remember the night, I remember the sound, I remember the light when the moon came around. Night flowers bloom, the air is so sweet. I remember you, I remember me. I remember you, I remember me. I remember you.
I think what's good about Sarah and I is that we play. We have different strengths, you know. First of all, I'm a boy, she's a girl, so there's that difference. She plays fiddle, and I play guitar and mandolin, but we always had an equal passion for music, and I think that sometimes is kind of lacking in sibling situations, or you know, one is a lot better than the other, and it's kind of unbalanced. But I feel like we were always kind of on the same page, more or less,
So we didn't have the notorious.
Oh, we fought.
Because I was gonna say the Everly totally. Brothers, yeah, but, the Robinson Brothers, the Davies.
No, nothing as legendary as that. Like it, we would argue. But the nice thing about playing with a sibling is unless things go terribly wrong, like you're not gonna break up. Like right. That part of the band isn't going to break up. And Nickel Creek didn't even break up. We just sort of decided to stop playing for a long time and an unknown amount of time and stop recording and touring. But we're all still friends. We just took a break from it. And as far as Sean and I, we did start doing this Watkins Family Hour show in Los Angeles about 10 years ago at Largo, at the old Largo on Fairfax.
Right.
And Flanny, the owner, was just like, I don't care if there's 20 people here. You guys should do a show. And so Sean and I and Gabe Witcher, a local guy, who we also grew up knowing at Bluegrass Festivals. He now plays in Punch Brothers and is on all kinds of records. He, the three of us started doing a couple of shows and you know, Sean and I would, depending on who was in town, we would get other friends to come join us. And when people went away, they, you know, things would kind of evolve. And so that transferred about 10 years ago. I felt like I, after spending so much time focused on an entity, on Nickel Creek, on a certain band, on a certain instrumentation and dynamic. The Family Hour was all of a sudden this free reign thing where we just like, I got to sing songs that I liked for people who whatever, knew it wasn't going to be taped. It was just going to be like fun. And I could, you know, 100 people are there or 50 people are there and it's great. And I have, you know, countless memories that were really influential to me from seeing shows in that room and being on stage, finding myself on stage with people who I could never dream of being on stage with, and just standing next to people who, while they're in the moment and realizing, just being, you know, hypnotized by these people. It's doing the Family Hour is a great way to try out new songs and try out new material, and gives us a great excuse to play with other people in LA. Like Jackson, the first time I met Jackson was on stage at the old Largo. I think, did Flanny send him up or something? Like he came up and I don't think we really knew him well.
I think we'd met him at a show up in Santa Barbara.
Oh, that's right. We met him at Sings Like Hell.
And then he was, you know, he's just got that great open, let's play together sometime. And then a couple months later, we ran into him, and right off the bat, he was, you know, he like lent me a couple guitars. I barely had met him, and he, you know, brought two guitars for me to play down to the studio that ended up being on a bunch of songs for the last Nickel Creek record. But that environment, the Family Hour and Largo environment in general, completely reshaped my way of thinking musically, and in a good way, I think. You know, just I should say, just open it up to the
meeting
whole,
those people at that time. You know, getting going to see John Bryan every Friday night, driving up.
Yeah. Your musical formative years.
Yeah, like Flanny. There's a great.
There is a family vibe there.
Vibe there that I think has a lot to do with the way that Jackson has done his show that we've been a part of, and doing the Family Hour, seeing that open door policy to musicians and comedians where you can participate with each other and interact and be a part of each other's shows. And just knowing that I could drive up when I was, you know, I was under, I think it was 20 when I started going, and just seeing, showing up at like 10 or 11 when I knew John would finally go on and watching his show and then like taking a nap on the booth before I drove my 2 hours home to San Diego to get home at 3 a.m. Like just really, really great memories. This is Lock and Key. In the long light of early July, in the summer heat, he asked me to be his wife. He said, take my hand, and for the rest of my life, I'll be at your side. It's you and me in the by and by. He said, along have you been a bud in bloom, with sun-kissed blush and ivory croon. So let the wind whip the green grass into doom. My love for you runs through and through. Forever cannot come too soon. Summer left and came November clouds. When it all had fallen to the ground, waiting for the sun to come back around. I used to lift him up, not tie him now. I'm lost, but once was found. Times they came and went away, and by, we began to clear to see that he had swayed, and that first summer seemed so far away. But I'm still here, not afraid. So in whipping grass and June, forever's faded out of view. My ivory skin still croons. My love for him goes through and through. He's had my hand and then he set it free. He's still got my heart hidden away from me. I can't walk away, I won't let it be. My love is under lock and key. My love is under lock and key. My love is under lock and key. Through hangs at Benmont's house and the family hour, getting to know Blake Mills and some other people, I really loved playing with Blake. I loved what happened when he got in the mix on these songs and how people reacted to his playing and how musicians react to it, not the audience.
Right.
And in terms of playing off it and what happens there. I wanted someone to produce it who was my age, who I didn't really know that well. I wanted it to be like an exciting sort of collision.
But
and
you knew enough about him that
I trust his musicianship. Right. I love his record. I like his taste in songs. He accompanies people really well. And so I asked him to produce a few songs, and then finally got the gall to ask him to produce the whole record. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And so we did. And it was about a month at Zeitgeist Studio and had a really good time. And I didn't want to limit it to what I perceived I'd be able to recreate on the road, because I didn't know what my situation would be like. I didn't want to say, I want it to be guitar, bass, and drums. I wanted to, enjoy the nerding out in the studio that you can do when you're chasing a particular bizarre sound. And well, my idea for behind Sub Midnight Sun, it was, yes, it was the exact opposite. The first record was performed live, largely performance based, all arranged. And we just went in there and played it and sang it. And with these great players, and there were 18 people in that first record. And on this one, Some Midnight Sun.
Tough to tour with that troupe.
I know, but it was a collection of people who were really meaningful on familiar instruments. And this record, I knew I wanted Sean to be a part of it, because that would be the great link. And I wanted him to sort of, I didn't want to be totally transformed in this record. I didn't want to come away with this record and just be like, what happened?
What is she doing? Who a pop am
I?
Thing?
I really wanted to have Sean's input. And then Blake. So the three of us were the band, basically. So we started it as a three piece and then built up from there. And it was really fun. It was a great process. You're the One I Love.
Tenderly, come to me. You're the one I love, you're the one I love. You're the one I love, you're the one I love. You're the one I love, you're the one I love. You're the one I love, you're the one I love. You're the one I love, you're the one I love. You're the one I love, you're the one I love. You're the one I love, you're the one I love. You're the one I love.
You went out not only with Jackson recently, but prior to that, you were out with the Decemberists.
Yes.
And
that was a sideman gig. That was my first sideman gig, and it was great. I was finishing touring my solo record, my self-titled, and I'd been out touring for about a year and a half or almost two, and was really tired. And it was a very busy time, and I'd so busy that I didn't really have time to write, and much less live life to have something to write about. And so I was curious. I didn't know what to do because I was in the UK just finishing up the touring. Sean and I were there, and I didn't know what to do. I knew it was time to write and make a new record, but I didn't have anything. And then this call came in to do the Decemberists. They needed a fiddle player and a harmony singer to represent the record and the King is Dead, and they asked me, and it was perfect because it gave me, I got to work and I got to be a part of a really fun band and be in front of a great audience every night and admire how they, their relationship with their audience. And I also, without it being my show and my tour, I didn't have to do any of the
heavy lifting
of the, yeah, I didn't have to worry about the logistics.
Yeah.
And I just got to ride on the bus and show up and do show and sound check and play a bunch of fun instruments I don't get to play usually. And read and walk around and just absorb life again. And that was a really crucial time for what became a good chunk of the record.
You're going to be playing a couple of shows. You want to tell everybody about the shows?
Yes. And
so we can let them know.
Tomorrow I'm playing the Bootleg Theater, which I'm really excited about. And Chris Orlowski's opening the show, and then I'm going to go on. And then I also roped in Sean's band Fiction Family to be a part of that show. So it's going to be a really fun night. I love that venue. I saw a show there, but I've never played. So the Bootleg, I think the whole thing starts around 8:30 or 9 or so. And okay. And that'll be really, really fun.
And, you know, you mentioned Fiction Family, which I'm not sure. I'm looking over at Tristan. Maybe 82nd. You were the 82nd band to play. I'm doing, you know, it's just not as, it's cool.
Not as cool as 100.
But it's not as cool as 100. But see, now today you were part of 100.
Yeah, I made it.
So you guys share that 100 experience, even though this was technically.
It's mine. Sarah, we're not sharing this.
Yeah. Okay, no, it's Sarah's. Right. It's Sarah's.
All right, Sarah, so you get this one. Now.
And then we're playing the Caves, but that's sold out
on
Friday.
And see, now that's. You know, we were talking about the family tradition at Largo,
mm-hmm.
and the idea of you playing McCabe's. Oh my gosh, it just invokes such a long-standing tradition in Los Angeles of really like-minded musicians. And boy, talk about
a lot of history there.
Yeah, talking about you belonging in the context of a McCabe's as part of that history. They're lucky whoever's getting to see you there. That's a great, great setting.
That'll be a fun special.
My knees would be knocking you off stage with as long as my legs are.
It's a pretty tight space.
Yeah, it's pretty intimate. Yeah. We'll grant you that.
And the bootleg will be nice and tight as well. It's going to be a totally different vibe. I wanted to do two very different shows in LA, especially because we usually play in Hollywood. So I wanted to go to the East and go to the West and see some fresh faces and play some play like a proper loud show.
Sarah Watkins, of course, playing at the Bootleg tomorrow night. The new album, Sun, Midnight Sun. Brother Sean Watkins, we thank you both for coming to KCSN.
Yes, thank you for having us.